Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. I can't hear anything in my headphones.
Stop.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Hold on.
What about now? Can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can. Now I can hear. It's just very low. How's your audio? It's a little low.
I think it's about the same as yesterday.
Yeah, No. We're just in technical difficulties. We'll get them all figured out here. We're all in the same studio, which after 5 years of being in my own studio, I have to be honest, it's a little like, whoa, my whole thing is thrown off a little bit, but we'll get used to it.
Yeah, we will. And then, so you have everything over there, though, that you can still control like you did in the other studio.
I think so. I mean, most everything. That's why I came in and I was trying to reconfigure things, because I noticed yesterday things were like opposite of how I have them in my studio. So they were like, what's right is left and what's left is right. So I was reconfiguring things to make it the way I have it set up there, just to get it, feeling a little bit more like home. But it is Tuesday. It's June 17th. It is 5:31. We're so happy to have you guys with us here for the pre-show. We are back. How is everybody doing this morning?
Julian, day two. How's it feeling?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. You know what? I was going to ask you, ladies, I got to get used to the schedule.
Yeah, you haven't done mornings in a minute,
in
right?
In a minute. And just being on a schedule in general.
Yeah.
And I got to stop wasting time. I was at work here till like 1:30. I don't even know why.
What were you doing here? Steph and I both left at like, what, 11:30?
Yeah, I remember why. I was still getting like things shut off back at my place in Seattle.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it. You know when you set like a stop date on your electricity?
Oh, yeah.
Right. And then you got a call. And then I went and I got some food. I went to Mother's Coffee because Steph suggested it.
Oh, Mothership Coffee.
Mothership Coffee. That's
yes.
Right. Sorry.
Was it good? Did you like it?
It was good. It was very good. Yeah, you know what? I got to stop just talking to random strangers.
You are that guy. So. You make friends wherever you go. You remind me of my husband so much in that way. And then he told me, he's like, yeah, I've been talking with Julian. I'm like,
yeah.
What?
We were like, DMing about sneakers.
He's like, we're talking on Instagram. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was fast.
I always think that you're aware of all these things.
No, well, he just casually mentions it. Like, okay. I'm not the kind of wife like that goes through his phone. I trust him completely. But when he just mentioned it, he's like, yeah, I'm talking to Julian. I'm like, where? And he's like, oh, on Instagram. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? And he's like, well, shoes, this and that. Yeah. So I thought that was really funny that you guys are already chit-chatting. And my husband does the same thing with Steph's husband.
Yes.
You know?
I we really all need to get together because I really think our husbands and Julian will really like talk their ears off of not only about sneakers, but I'm learning more about Julian. And off the air yesterday, we got into like, are you into sports? He goes, yeah, I like tennis and like UFC. And then we started talking about this group called the Nelk Boys, which they do pranks.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. And they're like, they're really good friends with Dana White. And I'm like, oh my God, you like the Nelk Boys, Julian?
I do.
And then I was like, you and my husband are going to love talking about the Nelk Boys and sneakers. So you guys are really going to get along.
There's the click is going to happen.
Yeah.
And you and I are going to be kicked to the curb, Steph. We're going to be out of here.
We really are. I'll be like, so what do you want to talk about, Mercedes?
How about you?
I'm good. Last night, it was so funny because we're getting ready to go to bed. And are you guys watching Love Island this season?
No, I know you want us to watch Love Island.
No, I don't want you to watch it. I'm just telling you, it's insane. Like, it's insane. And so last night, it's 9:30. I'm like, do I want to watch this episode? I'm not going to get to bed till 10:30. But I had to watch it based on what happened the night before. It is the messiest show I've ever seen. If anyone else is watching it, can you... back me up on this. I'm not going to get into names because they mean nothing to you, but there's this girl that is having a serious crash out on there right now. And my entire TikTok feed is about her and just what's happening on
Love
Island.
What's her name?
Hudda.
Hudda.
H-U-D-A.
Hudda. Okay, I'm going to be looking out for Hudda from Love Island.
She was with Jeremiah, and I'm not going to say what happened, but it's messy. And America made it messy because America had a vote. And America screwed up everything in the house. And I will admit, I did vote. and I was part of the screw up. So it's just a mess. So I had to watch that last night. And I could tell Matt was kind of bummed out because he wanted to watch another show. I was like, can we please watch Love Island? He fell asleep. I was just like, I had to find out what was going to happen.
Real quick, is it a show? I mean, I've heard of the show, but is it really just a lot of car crashes?
Essentially? It's, you know, they couple up these people and then some make bonds, some don't. And then basically the gist of what happened is this group that thought they were solid and coupled up, America voted for them to be split up.
Stop.
Got it. Okay.
But there's reasons why it wasn't to be mean. She, red flag after red flag after red flag. It was to protect the other guy.
And so when you vote, you're voting for these couples or you're voting for a person?
You're voting for who the new bombshell gets coupled up with. And we voted for the new bombshell to get coupled up with Hudda's guy.
So that's the hook. It allows you to kind of take control.
Yeah,
I don't remember ever being able to vote on Love Island before, but I wasn't really into the past seasons. I just got into this one by default, but like, it is so, so messy. And yeah, so I was watching that last night and then I couldn't fall asleep because I kept thinking about it. Like, should I not have voted for that? I was having voter's remorse. It was so ridiculous.
You talking about the show and how it's so interactive with the voting stuff. I think they really, really nailed it with that stuff.
Yes.
And I can, if anyone wanted to watch, we can just watch right from that episode or season.
Or you could literally start. I think we're 12 episodes in. One's a filler episode that you can totally skip. But if you want to get in on what America is talking about TV wise right now, get into Love Island. It's insane.
Noted.
It's insane. So yeah, that was pretty much my night. We're getting some texts here. This one says, what made you all move into the same studio? I think just with the new show and Julian joining, our bosses just wanted us to kind of all hang out together a little bit. And it may not be permanent, but I think it's a good way for us to just kind of chit chat, talk, and bond a little bit. I think that's basically the reason
they want us to get to know each other, even more close quarters.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. So that's the reason for that. But yeah, stick around, you guys. We're so excited. Julian has joined the show and text us, say hi, welcome him to Las Vegas. It's going to be a fun ride. So a lot coming up on the show today. New Kids on the Block tickets on the way at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. We also have your tickets to Shakira on the way at 8:20 with Heads Up. And right now, let's do it. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Whoop, There It Is by Tag Team?
Upside down and inside out. I'm about to show all you folks what it's all about. Now it's time for to get on the mic and make this mother party hot.
Do you want to hear Closing Time by Semisonic?
Closing Time. open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Close or do you want to hear Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm?
Are you okay? You okay? You lucky, and you've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal.
Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on Facebook, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning, and this is the pre-show. So Steph just went on an epic quest across the valley for something for her husband. He had to have it. It wasn't food. It wasn't medicine. It wasn't anything practical. It was a piece of merch. It was a collectible. What did you try to find for him?
I went all over town for a popcorn bucket. And not any popcorn bucket, Mercedes. I'm not talking like, oh, you know, regular plastic one. It had to be the How to Train Your Dragon toothless popcorn bucket. And I'm not talking like, okay, I'm going just to find any old regular toothless popcorn bucket. I guess there's multiple, and I found out the hard way.
Wait, first of all, does he collect popcorn buckets?
No.
Or why did he want this so bad?
I guess because he was inspired by my popcorn bucket, my Elphaba popcorn bucket from Wicked. He goes, I want one too. And I guess he's a huge fan of How to Train Your Dragon. And this is why. He's like, I have to get the toothless one. He shows me a picture of it. I'm like, oh, okay, it's cute. It's a picture. It's a bucket of... toothless, the black dragon, and when you open its mouth is where you can eat the popcorn popcorn from. Super cute.
So it's kind of like you're eating his regurgitated popcorn.
Yeah, if you look at it that way. Right. That's a great visual, by the way. I will say, it is very cute. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, isn't it?
And think about all the popcorn you can fit inside of it because it's toothless.
Right. He could be like a mama bird taking the food or from the baby bird.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So I'm thinking that it would just be at any movie theater. So I went to AMC Town Square. And they had a totally different toothless popcorn bucket than what he showed me.
It wasn't the same one.
It wasn't the same one. I'm like, oh, okay. So I go to the one at South Point at Cinemark. I go there. They're like, oh, sorry. We're all sold out.
Of course.
And I'm like, oh, my God. So now I'm calling places. No one's answering. Finally, Regal at Green Valley Ranch. You saved the day. They had only 3 left. I get there. They're like, oh my God, you're one of the last ones to get it. I'm like, oh my God, thank God I got it. I gave it to him and he was so happy.
Aww.
But it's like the things that we do for love, going all over the valley for a popcorn bucket.
For collectibles, Everybody collects stuff.
Your husband owes you big time.
Does he really though?
Yeah, you drove all around town for him? Yeah.
Oh, get this, $40.
Oh my gosh, was there popcorn in it?
No, but I asked for popcorn on the side because I'm like, well, does it come with the popcorn? I'm not going to watch the movie again. I've already seen it. She goes, well, do you want it to go? I'm like, yeah. So here I am. I have a popcorn bucket. I have the toothless popcorn bucket in my other hand, and I'm going around.
I would have done the same thing. I'm like, I'm not going to buy an empty popcorn bucket. It has to come with popcorn.
Yeah, but is there something like collectible items that you like go for, you know, miles and get? Is it Labubu's?
Well, I brought my Labubu today. I bring my desk buddy every day. I bring a new one. And
who's
so,
this?
This one is Hope. Or is this Hope? I don't remember. But it's the thing is, like, the Labubu craze has gotten out of hand because there was this trick online, this URL trick that you could use to get Labubu's. And I used it a couple times and I got Labubu's on it.
No way.
Pop Mart figured it out. Now you can only buy the Labubu's on their app. They changed the rules. So we, you know, but my husband's the same as you. He tries to get them for me. And I'm like, actually, I have enough. So I started like giving them to my friends who want them. But I'm telling you right now, you guys, Labubu will come to an end.
Of course, we all
know it.
Yes.
And the next big thing, write this down, start buying it today. They're Hachi Poo Poos.
Hachi Poo Poos?
Hachi Poo Poos.
How do you spell that?
H-A-C-I-P-U-P-U. Hachi Poo Poos are going to be the next big thing. They're already gaining traction. They You guys got to start buying them now if you want. I mean, this is going to be the one.
Hachi Poopoos, are they like the ones that the Disney what? Characters and stuff like that?
No, those are Dmoos. Those are
okay.
What's the difference here?
Okay, so go to popmart.com and it should be right at the top of the screen because there's a new drop coming out. Look at those cute little things.
They are pretty cute.
Are they not the most adorable things you've ever seen?
I mean, they're cuter than the Labubus. I'll tell you that.
I mean, that's your opinion, but
just saying.
But they are going to be the next big thing, Hachi Poopoos. So now you know.
How would you feel? And please don't get mad, but they look very similar.
They do. I totally agree.
I didn't know the differentiation, you know what I mean? If I didn't know Labubus like that, like you do, I would think, well, it looks like a different iteration.
I think it's all in the face. I think, yes, like the body looks the same, but the Hachi Poopoo face is like, hee hee hee, if it had a sound. And the Labubu face is like,
hee
hee hee. Yes! So there you go. Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday. It is June 17th. It is 6:02. And we are so happy to have you here with us. I just literally seconds ago got a text from my best friend. His name is Ross. He lives in LA.
Yep.
And he wrote, number one, aloha. Julian is sounding great.
Oh, you
got some great friends, though, Mercedes.
Thank you.
You really do. They're really nice.
He is one of my best friends.
Ross is awesome.
And then number two, have you watched Sirens? So I don't know. No, Ross, I have not watched Sirens. I will look into that show for sure. But I thought that was a nice text to get first thing in the morning here. So how's everything been? If you missed it yesterday was Julian's big debut. Julian has joined our show. He is a part of Mercedes in the Morning. We're so happy to have him here. Steph is here. Ramona's going to be here soon.
Yeah, sometime. He'll be here at 6:30. He comes in at 6:30.
But you're part of the show now and you're getting acclimated. You moved here from Seattle. I saw your Instagram story yesterday where you were talking about how hot it was, and I thought, oh my gosh, he moved here at the perfect time.
It's been great. It's been awesome. What was I going to say? I think I had a brain fart, actually.
That's okay.
No, aside from that, what did I do yesterday? I went to another Greek spot. Because I'm a big fan of Greek food.
You're obsessed with Greek food.
Are you like on a Mediterranean diet of some sort? You just like Greek food?
Yeah, well, because it's delicious and it's just good for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is.
So I'm like, the first place I'm going to go to, I'm going to find all the Greek spots in Las Vegas. And I went there, went to that Mothership Coffee place that you recommended. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny how this happens to me. I start talking to these, I wouldn't even call them strangers now. Just, I would call them people I know. Friends, maybe?
You make friends everywhere you go.
He does.
They asked me, so how's the Greek salad? These two ladies, shout out to Rose, by the way. And I never got her friend's name.
Shout out, Rose.
Mm-hmm. And they asked me about the salad. That's how the whole conversation initiated. And we started chatting. And they were telling me about their whole story. They're a little older. And they were telling me how they ended up in Vegas. They're originally from New York. I could tell by the accent.
Uh-huh.
And she said basically her kids brought her here. But she's lived in Florida. Lived all over the East Coast. And we got to chatting for like probably 30, 40 minutes. She gave me some life advice, which
is
amazing.
Oh, my God. What 30 to 40 minute talk.
What was the life advice? I'm curious.
It's something that we haven't heard before. But she said, do what you love, find your passion, and everything else will come full circle. I said, well, what about the financial part? You know, you still got to pay your bills.
Yeah.
She basically just doubled down on what she just said. She said, it will come, and basically money isn't the most important thing, which I agree, right?
Rose has got it all figured out.
She does. Rose from the Greek place. And then you just go up to people, like, how does these conversations start?
Well, I mean, I'll ask, you know, sometimes I just say, hey, I'm new here. I'm super excited. What do you suggest? I start off with that. She initiated this conversation. She asked me how the salad was and do I suggest it? And that's how that started. But I mean, you know, I always think you got to put yourself out there, especially if you're new anywhere. Otherwise, like the universe doesn't, generally speaking, things don't come to you, right? You got to put yourself in the situation or you got to put yourself out there. And it's no different than me walking down the street. If I didn't know you two ladies, I'd be like, hey, nice to meet you. Or, you know, it's It's a handshake is really what it is, whether it's verbal or nonverbal, right?
Do you ever worry about like coming across the wrong way? Because I know sometimes when people talk to me, I like wonder what their intentions are. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it, like as a man, like if a man approaches me and says, I find myself a little on edge. Do you worry about that at all?
I do. And to be honest, sometimes... like, I'm not going to go up to, like, random girls and be like, hey, nice to meet you. My name is Julian. Yeah. I'm new here. It's not like that. I'm going into, like, an establishment. And I would never do that anyway because then I would get kind of shy.
Yeah.
Right. So it's got to be, there's got to be, like a transaction coming or a possible transaction, right? Transactional. Is that a transactional relationship?
Yeah, I guess
retail
so.
Kind of.
Retail. Yeah, I get it because, and I hate that I'm like that. And I don't know if you're like that, Steph, but I'm always kind of on guard in public. And so if someone comes up to me, I'm always like, grab my purse, like, want to make sure, like, everything's okay. Like, what do you want? I'm nice, but I'm always kind of aware of my surroundings.
Like, what's your MO?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm similar in that way, too. In a sense where, like, if I'm alone, I'm definitely having my guard up. If I'm with my husband, I'm cool. I'm a little bit more laid back. I feel protected. But if I saw this guy with blue hair walking towards me, he's like, hey, what do you recommend around here? I'm like, for you to get away, buddy. That's
I'm the opposite. If Julian approached me, I'd be like, who's this nice guy coming up to
you? You know I'm messing, Julian.
No, that's funny. That's real.
Well, you don't want to miss the show today because, of course, we've got those New Kids on the Block tickets. Everyone is calling for those. Their residency starts this weekend, and we are hooking you up not just with the tickets, but we'll get you in that grand prize drawing to get a pair of backstage passes, meet and greet passes, and then also those onstage bar stool seats. How cool would that be? That is on the way, 7:30 this morning. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. What hit song did Kelly Clarkson write so fast that she finished it before her sushi delivery showed up? Plus, big news about her Vegas residency. It's all coming up next in the Hot 3.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the Hot Topic trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Kelly Clarkson is trending this morning. She just revealed the fastest song she has ever written, and it beat the sushi delivery guy. Let us explain. So, you know, on her talk show, she does this segment called Ask Kelly Anything, and listener or viewers in the audience, they can submit their questions for whatever they want her to answer. And this is what one person asked.
My question is, and I'm dying to know, what is the fastest song you ever wrote?
A Christmas song. It was Underneath the Tree. I ordered sushi, and when it arrived, I had written it. I think because I really love Christmas. So, because they feel good, because you can be a little cheesy. You don't have to, like, worry about being cool, which, honestly, I don't, that's not a concern, generally, ever, because I'm not.
But it was this bop that she wrote faster than her sushi order, and it went on to peak at number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100, topped the AC charts for 4 weeks, and yeah, the Christmas songs, they just feel good, you know?
They do, and I'm thinking to myself, how fast are we talking about here? Sushi guy comes, what, maybe 30 minutes?
I mean, if
I think
it's in LA,
faster than that, don't you? That's but there's not a lot of lyrics to this one.
That's true. I was just thinking in LA because it could get pretty backed up with food delivery.
Yeah.
And what time did she order it? Maybe it was like an hour, but still, an hour to write a song?
Absolutely.
That's fast.
I mean, this song to me is one of the best holiday songs ever. It is my number one song. I know a lot of people go with the Mariah song. But, and I'm not alone because ASCAP named this song as one of their top 10 holiday classic songs. So,
well, if that's what ASCAP said, then you got to go with that.
Yeah, well, what's yours? Like, if you had to pick your favorite holiday song, and it's so funny talking about the holidays and Christmas music in June, but like, what is your favorite Christmas song of all time?
I would say I love the classics, but first song that came to my mind, Justin Bieber's Mistletoe.
Oh. That is a good one.
I mean, that voice, ladies, is so angelic.
And this whole album. He did really good on this, right? Christmas album, yeah.
It's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is one that I forget about until I hear it. And then I'm like, oh, I really like this song.
Listen, if you want to get a Christmas tree today.
It's okay.
I wouldn't be mad at you.
What about you, Steph? What is your favorite Christmas song?
I have to go with my all-time favorite, NSYNC, with Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And Happy Holidays.
I kind of love, I mean, we all agree that the classics are the classics and they are amazing. Mm-hmm. The Bing Crosbys and the mm-hmm. Johnny Mathises and the Rocking Around the Christmas Trees. But there's something about some of these more modern ones. And by modern, I probably mean the 2000s. But you know what I mean? Yeah. I really like this one.
I think, too, it just brings me back to childhood. I don't think of Bing Crosby or Brenda Lee.
Me neither.
I think of NSYNC and maybe Justin Bieber.
I love this one, too. So Kelly, back to her, she is kicking off her new Las Vegas residency. It's called the Studio Sessions. And it's going to be at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on July 4th when she kicks all that off. Did you guys ever see her first residency?
I saw it and I was in tears by song number two.
She was so good. You have to go see her.
Okay, this might be a dumb question, but hey, I'm the king of dumb questions. I saw her when she was on tour. This is a long time ago, yeah. Not a residency. What's the difference?
Well, the residencies, like between the shows, or what's the difference between a concert and a residency?
Yeah, concert, like I just saw her on tour. This is, again, like a decade ago, right? And like a residency, I guess, is it more like show related? Is she doing it?
She's here for like weeks at a time, or she is going to do like 2 weeks and then be off and then come back for 2 weeks and then be off. So like a residency is like a permanent thing where she goes to you for the concerts and you come to her mm-hmm. for the residency.
Got it. Yeah. So I thought she might be doing some magic tricks. No,
no magic tricks.
David Copperfield doesn't arrive. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. There is a fine line between being a supportive friend and then just being a straight up liar, right? But sometimes a little lie feels like the kinder move, right? Mm-hmm. Your friend shows you their new haircut and it looks like they lost a bet. But you're like, oh, you look great. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
It's giving French film star or whatever. But what do you think is worse? Like telling a little white lie to your friend or keeping the peace in that way, or actually telling them the truth and being a real friend?
I think it depends on the situation and the context. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If, look, for example, if someone needs a lift, like a, you know, whatever you want to call it, some positive reinforcement, I think it's okay to give that as long as you tell them that maybe you need to work on this a little bit more, but you're doing great. You're on the right path. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I'm all about the positivity. Where this kind of came up because Dakota Johnson, who's in the new film Materialist, she was talking about how she will lie to her friends. This is what she had to say.
Have you ever lied about liking a friend's decor when you really didn't?
Yeah, you have to.
She's being truthful.
You can't go in and be like, ugh. Leslie, what did you do? You have to go, oh, look what you did. Amazing. Like that.
See, I don't even think that's lying, though. That's just like reframing. She didn't tell a lie. She didn't say she liked it. She didn't say it looked good. She said, what did you do? Amazing. Yes, it could be amazingly bad, but you didn't say that. You know what I mean?
That is so true, because is she technically lying, or she's just a good actress? I don't know.
I think in her mind, she's just being a good friend. Also, you got to remember who you're talking to. You know, we all have maybe those friends that are a little overly sensitive. So if you say anything that's could go the other way, it may not, that might be worse.
Well, do you lie to any of your friends?
Everybody.
Really?
Every single day.
What?
Yeah, that is the foundation of any real relationship is a lie. If anyone tells you different, they're lying to you.
Okay, so what do you give us an example? What are you lying to your friends about?
I'm just kidding. A little bit. I'm kind of kidding. Well, okay. So I have a friend of mine, which comes to mind, who is dead set on. He just doesn't like the he calls it 9-to-5 culture. You know, he's 30, so he's younger, obviously, and he wants to. I call it get rich quick, but he calls it something different. He says real life these days. Okay, so he's really into cryptocurrency, and also he does a lot of like individual stock trading. So I think it depends on the person, but yeah, he'll do that every single day. I guess call himself being a day trader, and he'll do the cryptocurrency thing. And from the outside looking in, I don't think it's working well for him, because if you like summarize everything, he's taken more losses than gains. I kind of look at everything as a whole. You know, where were you last year versus this year? And I don't think he's ahead, and he's definitely a couple steps behind, not just financially, just like in life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. But so you lie to him, you hype him up, well, still, right?
I say, listen, keep going, Alex. Keep going. You got this. But, you know, every now and then I'll, you know, hint to him. But if I were you, you know, it wouldn't hurt to maybe get a job and then save your money. And then maybe you can go back to what your hustle mentality is. You know what I mean? Hustle means so many different things. You can hustle, you know, and work 9 to 5 while you still pursue your passions, for lack of a better word. But he's not getting it.
I will sometimes white lie to my friends. And it's about things that I feel like will not affect things either way. Like, I like your husband, or you know what I mean? Oh. You have to see, keep the peace between you and your friend, but there's some that I did not like their husbands, and maybe they felt the same about me and did not like my husband, but they acted like they did, and it just kept the peace, and I think those kind of lies are okay.
I don't know. I just, to me, maybe I'm just this type of friend, and my friends have gotten to know my personality, that I'm very honest and blunt. If they ask me, I'm not going to straight up and confront them and be like, look, I don't like your husband. But I will tell them, look, as much as I love you, I always soften the blow, like, look, I love you. And that's why I'm telling you this.
If she ever tells you she loves you, Julianne, be very afraid.
Here it comes.
Be very afraid. That's the equivalent of no offense, but.
Exactly. So if I start off with that, my friends will know. And then I'll say, I just don't think that you are going down the right path. Maybe have a backup. Maybe, and I lighten
up. Have a backup husband?
No, like with his job. With his job.
Oh my God. Make sure you have a backup husband,
because this right here, it ain't working out. So you gotta find another one.
Now, lastly, what about this? What if you knew, if you were too honest and told the truth, it could jeopardize a relationship? What do you do?
Then that's on them. If the friendship was strong enough, it wouldn't break. That's on my friends. Me and my friend group, we have that understanding. I don't know how it is with you and your friend Alex, but with me and my friends, if they don't want the honest truth, they either just tell me, like, Steph, I'm sorry, I'm not your vice. It won't break the friendship if you're honest.
I need to do what you're doing.
I go with Fleetwood Mac. Tell me lies. Tell me lies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Sabrina Carpenter's Man Child has debuted at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. This is actually her first song to debut at the top of the chart and her second number one song overall. That was followed by following Please, Please, Please. She released Man Child earlier this month, and it's first taste of her upcoming album coming out called Man's Best Friend. That's dropping in August, and she reacted on X to her big win. She said, "I had a funny response, but I'm just going to say thank you." So who knows what she was going to say.
I remember when we first heard the song, Mercedes, you and I, at first we're like, "We don't know yet. I'm all right about it." And then what did you tell me just a couple days ago?
It started growing on me. It took me like 5 or 6 listens, and now I love it.
I was going to say the exact same thing. Literally, it grows on you. She got bops, man.
Yeah, she's so funny. I just love how tongue-in-cheek she is about everything. She's a dirty girl.
She is a dirty girl.
Like in her innuendos, but I kind of feel like we should play Man Child after the Hot 3.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's play it.
Yeah, I mean, it is the number one song in the country, right?
I mean, what's our boss going to say? You can't play the number one song in the country?
We would be doing a disservice to our listeners. So yeah, let's get that ready. Also this morning, raising the room temperature by 9 degrees can boost scores on IQ tests by almost 10%. So this is a new research that has just come out, and they show that the benefit only applies to women, though, whose verbal and math skills are better at higher room temperatures. Men perform better when the room temperature is towards the cooler end. And maybe this explains why women tend to prefer warmer temperatures than men, but our IQs go up with warmer temperatures. Guys go up with cooler temperatures.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm thinking here, this is a way to save on your electric bill. You're telling me you could be smarter, but let's raise the temperature to 85 degrees at the house?
Yeah, see, it's already working, Julian. Did we raise the temperature in here? Look at you coming up with this math.
Oh, my God.
You see what's going on
here? Yes, I see. Well, if you're consistently keeping at 85, then that's fine.
That just sounds awful to me.
Yeah. So, like, in what world are we getting better when the heat outside is 110 degrees in Las Vegas? I don't think that applies here.
You got to ask the scientists.
Well, let me ask you guys. Let's go around, all of you. Ramon, you too. What is your normal temperature in your house? Because Julian and I were talking about this the other day, and when he told me what he keeps his house at, I almost lost my mind. I was like, what? Do you like living in the rainforest? Like, what is it?
Mercedes, purely economical. Okay.
What? Okay.
Purely economical. I'm not trying to spend a boatload of money every single month. So I keep it at, can I say?
Yeah.
80 degrees.
You're crazy.
You don't believe me? Oh, I'm telling you, 80 degrees. When I'm in the house, when I'm not in the house, I'm going up to 82, 83.
I can't believe it.
Don't invite me over to your place. That's all I got to say. Ramon, what do you do your temperature at?
I always get judged for being too high. I thought I was going to win this, but Julian, 77.
77?
Yeah.
What are you, in Alaska?
No.
Yo, wait till you hear these two right now. Okay, you're judging me right now. Wait for this.
What about you,
okay,
Steph?
Okay, when I'm not home, 74.
You're crazy.
When I'm sleeping, 70.
Oh, God.
70.
Wait till you move into like a 2,000 square foot house and you're going to be at 70 with that bill.
I am in a 2-bedroom apartment, so, and the bill's not too bad.
Okay. So
Mercedes,
when we're not at home or just a regular day, 72. When we're sleeping, 68.
No kidding.
Hold on a second.
Igloo.
Why 72? No one's at home. They don't care how hot or cold it is.
Because when we come home, we want it nice and cool. You know, nice and comfortable.
Oh, you want it already? Okay, I understand. As she walks in, she wants it ready to go.
I question life when we get our power bill.
That's what I was going to say next. Do you want to give us an around?
Oh, the highest power bill I've ever had was like $840
in a year. Oh,
in 1 month.
In 1 month.
In 1 month. Well,
Julian's his jaw is on the floor. Julian, are you sure you want to live in Las Vegas?
No, I'm trying to. Was that a typo? You mean 80?
I thought the same thing. I opened it. My heart sunk into my stomach. I started yelling at my husband. I'm like, we can't have it. This
I legit would have had a heart attack. Yeah, seriously.
Awful. Yeah. Finally, this morning, do you ever get halfway through the day and then realize like everyone is getting on your nerves? You can't stand anyone. Like it's just draining. A new poll looked at the top things that can immediately drain your social battery, meaning like the everyday interactions that make you feel like, okay, I just need to get away from people. So see if any of these correlate to how you guys feel. Like when you get interrupted or talked over, isn't that the worst?
Mm-hmm. And not only am I getting interrupted by, but they're repeating themselves. I'm like, you literally just said that. So yes.
Yes. Too much awkward small talk.
I mean, it's not too bad. You guys?
That's for me, yes. I cannot stand small talk. It's just like, the weather's nice. It's great.
Would you rather it be entirely silent?
Yes.
Oh, really?
She would.
Noted. Yeah, noted, I get it.
Welcome to day two, Julian.
dealing with customer service on the phone. I don't mind it. Yeah. I'm fine with it.
I make my husband do it, honestly.
I'm so used to it, it doesn't really bother me. So,
unsolicited advice.
I don't mind it. A lot of things don't mind me. I don't mind that.
Office gossip.
I don't mind. I mean, I just kind of absorb it. Like, okay, thanks. Noted.
Group video calls.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, my God. Group video calls.
What?
No.
I'm learning so much about Julian. Nothing gets on his nerves.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather... You don't want to be on a video call with your colleagues? What's going on here?
If there's small talk during the video call.
That's the fun of it.
No. We got to get to the point. We go in and out of the meeting. What's the purpose? No. How's your day?
Mercedes, she was telling me about how she operates her Costco runs, and this totally follows suit. She has a plan when she goes to Costco. I like to peruse, you know? I want to look at the TVs. It's like, what's the point? She just goes from point A to point B till she knows exactly where she's going. She doesn't want to waste time. Like, what's going on here, man? It's just Costco. Calm down.
You have not been to the Costco on St. Rose on a Saturday evening, and that's why. Because you're new here. If you go on Saturday at 12, let's say, it is packed. I want to go in. I want to go out. I don't want to say hi to anyone. That's my business.
I mean, ladies, for me, it's about the experience.
You're all about living life. I kind of love that about you.
I just don't. I just don't. This mindset is boggling.
Maybe we have a lot to learn from Julian, and maybe that's why they're like, you need someone to lighten up the mood.
They were probably like, hey, we need some more positivity around here. Julian, you're in.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Stephanie, your caller 20.
Yeah. Yay.
Let's do it. It's time to play Beat Mercedes. We have a beautiful $300 diamond pendant up for grabs for you if you can guess the song and artist faster than I can. Are you rolling solo today, or do you have someone in the car helping you out?
No, I'm actually still at home. It's just me.
All right. Well, let's do this. Just guess the song and artist faster than I can. I'm going to leave the studio and leave you to it. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Good luck. Bye, guys.
Bye, Mercedes. All right. She's heading out. She goes to a place where she can't hear a thing. Okay, Stephanie?
Okay.
All right. I love your name, by the way. Same name, you know?
All right.
All right. Let's do this. The next sound, let's tell you how Beat Mercedes works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it. We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give us something, okay?
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. The next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it.
Go ahead. What you got?
Got it. Yeah. Push It by Salt and Pepper.
Okay, let's bring Mercedes in. Stephanie, you said you are a, what do you do for a living?
I'm a credit and collections manager for a general contractor.
Do you get a lot of trouble every day from people?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Well, you're a great manager from what you sound like and what you do. All right, Mercedes is back. You ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm ready. That was quick. I have a feeling that I better be quick too.
Yeah, slowpoke.
I mean, she's been kind of slow lately, but let's see.
I have.
The next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it. Push It, Salt and Pepper.
Uh-huh. Is she back with the fast game?
I hope so.
You stopped the clock pretty quick.
Yeah. I'm not gloating yet because I feel like that was really fast.
0.9 seconds for you, Mercedes.
Wow. Okay, that was fast.
And you know the answer is right. Push It by Salt and Pepper. While Stephanie also got it right.
Okay.
But stop the clock at 3.2 seconds.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Stephanie. That was a really good effort. I just remember being a kid listening to the song and my dad going, "What the hell is this?" He was not happy with me listening to it. So that means another day, another diamond pendant getting bigger and bigger. It is now going to be a $325 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. When we play Beat Mercedes tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, your chance to win. But right now, here you go. Salt and Pepper, Push It. It's Mix 94.1. It's the Me Espresso. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, we are here. We love to hear from you. 702-364-9400. You can call us. You can text us. You know that feeling? Say it's around 3:17 p.m. And
so specific.
It's right after a meeting that should have been an email, and you have to pretend to be thinking about dinner, and you wander into the kitchen and you open the fridge and you see it. It's your version of a fridge cigarette. Have you heard of this term, fridge cigarette?
I think I'm about to.
It's a Gen Z term, mm-hmm. And it's for when you reach for a little something to take the edge off, minus the nicotine. It's that specific, like, irrationally satisfying treat that lives in your fridge, and it brings you back to life.
I see where you're going with this. You're talking about irresponsibility. But you know what? We all deserve it every now and then, like a treat.
It's like a treat. It's like a treat without the harmful repercussions of nicotine. And so the phrase started making the rounds on TikTok, and it's a Diet Coke, basically. That's mm-hmm. what Gen Z is calling a fridge cigarette. A Diet Coke is that, and it's unlocked something really primal in all of us. It's funny because I thought about it, and my fridge cigarette is actually a Cherry Coke Zero. That, I don't know what kind of a day I'm having. I pop one of those open. The crispiness, the burn, it's like I get a fresh start. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Wow, you're taking this really seriously.
It's
a serious thing.
It is. Well, think about it. They've actually come up with a breakdown, according to TikTok, on fridge cigarettes. So Diet Cokes, they say, are parliaments. They're chic. They're slightly toxic. They're absolutely iconic. A regular Coke, that's a Marlboro Red. That is like,
yeah, that's like
bold,
sure,
aggressive. A Coke Zero, they call an American Spirit. I'm not familiar with those cigarettes.
Oh, are those the long skinny ones?
No. I think these are like the ones with the pretty packaging. They say a bit self-righteous, but still here for a good time.
Okay.
Other diet sodas, they call menthols. They're just disrespectful, honestly.
Hey, I mean, listen, I'm not a cigarette smoker, but when I had a dabble in my college days. The menthols were the go-to.
That was the go-to. Yes, that's like was. The beginner cigarette, yeah, right?
What did they say about yours again, Mercedes?
Well, Cherry Coke Zero is not necessarily on there, but I'd fall into the Coke Zero. That's Coke the Zero. American spirits.
So yeah. How many of these spirits are you having? I'm
just,
concerned.
Just one. Well, I don't even have one every day. It's okay. Just my go-to. But the funniest part is the glass bottle Coke or the Mexican Coke. They're saying that's a cigar.
Oh, yeah.
You are not just taking the edge off. You are making a statement on that.
And there's a difference in the taste, I think, with the Mexican
Coke. Oh, Mexican Coke is superior. It's real sugar. It's not that corn syrup stuff. So what is your fridge cigarette? 702-364-9400. The thing that instantly makes you feel like, ah, yes, this is going to hold me over for the next 24 hours. I'm going to be good to go. Do you have something like that?
Oh, absolutely. First thing that pops my mind, have you ever had a Zevia? They're the sugar-free sodas. Carbonated. Do you remember like Welch's grape sodas back in the day?
Yeah, kind of.
So they make grape, they make ginger ale, because I don't like having a lot of sugar. I got to watch the sugar. So Zevia's give me the best of both worlds. That carbonated, just like you said, that Diet Coke, that sound.
The crispiness.
Yeah, the crispiness, not to mention the taste. Sugar-free, it's pretty close. And yeah, I mean, that really takes the edge off, ladies.
I feel like with Zevia, like that's not a fridge cigarette. That's like a fridge healthy snack.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's good for you. We're talking about things that are bad that you for wanna, you.
Yeah, the thing that you like, regardless of your health, like screw that. What do you want like on a cheat day? I'm sorry, but Zevia does not cut it for
that's
me.
Like that's not a good thing. It's good for you. It's healthy. Yeah. There's probably probiotics in there.
I feel like if it's carbonated, it's not good for you. So I feel like, well, that's my way to let loose. No? Okay.
No,
okay.
I think for me, I think about like something that I don't eat often, but when I do, I just feel like, who cares? I'm going to go into gluttony. And it's ube cheesecake, specifically from this place here in town called Purple Potato Bakery here in Chinatown. The best ube cheesecake I've ever had. We had a slice, just one slice, for me and my husband's birthday. We shared it. And every single time I took a bite of the ube cheesecake, I felt like I was in heaven.
It just takes the edge off. Yes. On a really bad day, you're having a terrible day, and most people would turn to a cigarette like, I need a cigarette. But then instead you go, I need some ube cheesecake, or I need a Coke Zero, or I need a Zevia.
No!
In my mind, the whole time, I thought I was like living life on the wild side.
You're not!
It's a facade.
Yeah.
I'm living a lie. I'm not living a lie.
You are. Yeah.
I feel so bad. Here we are, gigging up on Twitch.
No, it's okay.
He's so nice, and he's trying to be healthy, and we're like, do bad things to your body. Ingest things that are horrible for yourself.
Oh, man.
No, you stay with your Zevia. That's what makes you you. You know? That's nice. But now I'm like, I'm totally thinking about all the life choices I've made.
I'm learning so much about Julian. He likes Zevia. That's what he thinks is a cheesecake.
No. I don't like it. It's just, it's the next best thing. I'm not going to have soda.
Okay, and then you have your house at 80 degrees. Yeah. I don't know if I want to go over to your house even more now.
You sure you don't want to try soda? All the cool kids are trying soda.
I could.
You'll be cool if you try soda.
Just once.
All right, let's do it. It is time to win. It's time for the Mega Minute, and we've got your tickets right now to see New Kids on the Block. The Right Stuff Las Vegas Residency at Dolby Live. It starts this weekend, and you are going to get tickets for the July 2nd show. Not only that, but you are going to be entered in the grand prize. Two barstool seats, which is on stage, along with two meet and greet passes. Your tickets when you conquer the Mega Minute. What is the Mega Minute? It's 60 seconds. It's 10 questions. You get them all correct in that time, and the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you are playing right now. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hi, Susan, you're caller 20. Are you ready to win the Mega Minute?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's do this. Are you riding solo today, or do you have someone there helping you out?
I have my husband, Steve, who loves you.
Oh, Steve, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. All right. I love when we have people teaming up because it just it betters your chances of winning the Mega Minute. We've got these new Kids on the Block tickets for you guys. So, Susan, Steve, if you know the answer, just shout it out. As soon as I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on to the next question, okay?
Okay.
All right. Susan and Steve, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which coffee company invented the pumpkin spice latte?
Starbucks.
Yes. If you're an EGOT winner, what does the letter T stand for?
Trophy.
One more time.
Trophy?
No. What is the unit for measuring bulbs and electric power?
What?
Yes. What U.S. president gave the Gettysburg Address?
Washington?
No. What character did James Earl Jones voice in The Lion King?
Oh, my God. Mufasa?
Yes. Yes. What is the who is the primary villain in the Friday the 13th franchise?
Jason.
Yes. Dover is the capital of which U.S. state?
Dover. Pass.
What is the name of Dorothy's dog in The Wizard of Oz?
Toto.
Yes. What does the TV network CNN stand for?
CNN. What is it? CNN. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Susan, Steve, I'm so sorry. Oh. We only got to question number 9, and we had to pass on a couple. If you're an EGOT winner, what does the letter T stand for? Did she say Tophy?
No, she said Trophy.
Trophy. Oh, okay. It's Tony. Mm. Like the Tony Awards. EGOT is Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. The U.S. president that gave the Gettysburg Address, that's Abraham Lincoln. The Dover is the capital of which U.S. state? Dover, Delaware. And CNN stands for Cable News Network. I'm so sorry. That means we did not conquer the Mega Minute today. In caller 20 right now, you are gonna win these tickets, two of them, to check out the new Kids on the Block.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So I don't know if you guys have seen lately, but Justin Bieber, he has been very active on social media. He's coming at unsolicited advice. He's airing out some of his pent-up feelings. And in a very candid Instagram post, he wrote, "People keep telling me to heal. I know I'm broken. I know I have anger issues." He got real about the pressure to be fixed. And he said, "Don't you think if I could have fixed myself, I would have already? It just keeps making me more tired and more angry." And things escalated when he posted screen caps of texts showing him cutting ties with an unnamed friend over what he saw as judgment, saying, "This friendship is officially over. I will never accept a man calling my anger lashing out. I wasn't kidding when I told you I didn't need you as a friend."
Was that the rumors of his best man at his wedding? Remember, they were no longer friends. And was it Ryan,
I think? Yeah, Ryan Good.
Yes.
Ryan Good also, he was like, yeah, not his bestie, but he's also like one of the head guys behind Drew.
Yeah, Drew House.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it seems to be getting worse, and hopefully it works out. I don't want to do exactly what he's sick of, is give my two cents, because it doesn't sound like he needs it. But I kind of understand where he's coming from. When people keep telling you what you need to do with your life over and over and over again, it's got to be really frustrating, you know?
For sure. The first thing I thought when I read the messages on his post is his circle. You know what I mean? His foundation. Like, where are they? Who are they? To be honest, I'm reading some of the comments right now. I don't think it's the worst advice. I mean, Perez Hilton says, leave Los Angeles. It'll help you a lot. I don't think that's the worst advice ever.
Or get off social media and just take a social media break. I mean, that might help him. Again, I'm not the professional here, but I think that when I see his posts, I'm like, man, social media isn't helping him.
Let me ask you this. It's funny you bring that up. Why is he posting this on social media? Does that make you kind of suspect? I mean, he doesn't need to air out all his grievances online.
I think it's because people have such access to celebrities with social media. They can tell them whatever they want and suffer no repercussions. And so he's on the receiving end of, I can't even imagine what he's seeing, what is thrown his way. And I think this is his way of fighting back, and like, you know, you guys are telling me all this, here's what I want to tell you. I would love to say be the bigger person, stop looking at it, but
yeah,
like, we all know it's not that easy.
Right.
Can you guys go a whole day without checking your social media? You probably could, you know, but you're gonna be tempted.
No.
You know what the comedy places, like when you're going to watch a show and they lock up your phone in little things.
Oh yeah.
So like, if you did that to me, yeah, but I'm not gonna go out there and like, here, take my phone and lock it away from me and do it. Like, that's weird.
It's just it's not going to happen. So the guy, I really hope he works out what he needs to do, but I'm not going to be the one to tell him what he needs to do. So also this morning, people used to kind of laugh at the idea of mental health days. You know, like it was always like, oh, that's not a real thing. Sick days are not mental health days. But now I think we all kind of agree that they are needed. A new study found that working too many hours a week can literally change the structure of your brain. They scan the brains of a bunch of healthcare workers, and then they split them into two different categories. They had the overworked people, and then they had the not overworked people. And overwork is defined as working 52 hours a week or more. And what they found was that working that much can cause significant changes in the part of the brain that's associated with your emotional regulation, your executive function, and it can really mess with your decision-making skills. They haven't looked at the long-term effects, but they say that being overworked for years is really, really, really bad for your mental health.
I agree. I think it also doesn't help with motivation, depending on the job. I don't understand why we don't like follow Iceland's MO, the UK's MO, Belgium, they're testing, and they're actively promoting a four-day work week. And I'm not saying this for us to get out of like working less. It's for me, honestly, it's about working more efficiently. And it's something that, listen, if you two want to volunteer, maybe bring it up to JB afterwards.
Our boss.
Listen, I'm behind you every step of the way, literally and figuratively.
I'd rather work 4:10s than 5, what do we do, like 5:08s or whatever?
Yeah.
But like our job isn't a 9-to-5 job. Like we work all day. Like we're thinking about stuff for the show all day.
Well, and I think the thing I don't get is stop pretending that being chronically exhausted is some kind of a flex. Like, yeah. People that brag about how much they work, I'm like, that's not a flex. Like, what are you talking about? Like, we glorified this, like, grind culture, and it's like, it's not a flex. You need to take care of yourself.
What's a flex? Flex is someone I'm watching on an Instagram on vacation. I'm like, I want to be that person right now.
Like, to me, that is awesome. But being overworked, it's not a personality trait.
No.
It's not like, wow, you are so cool. You work 24/7. Amazing. It's like, no.
It's so funny you say that. You're talking about the people that say, rest is for the weak.
Yes!
I'll sleep when I die.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have a choice at that point. So what are you talking about?
And you're not going to be able to live when you die. You're not going to be able to do the fun things when you die. So
facts.
Finally, this morning, do we all have that one neighbor that is just such a headache? I know, Steph, it's miserable for you.
Yep.
Julian, have you met any of your neighbors yet in your neighborhood?
I have not. I've introduced myself to one. He was pretty cool, but I haven't, not to this degree. I haven't met anyone that's really given me any type of
Hopefully you don't have one like this guy, a 72-year-old man in Florida, Samuel Thomas. He was arrested after he called 911 on his neighbors. He claimed that someone shot an AR-15 rifle in the roadway, but when the cops came, they just saw a family barbecue happening at that place. Kids were playing around. Like, it was a little barbecue. A lot of other neighbors said there was no shooting. Well, the neighbor said that Samuel had called 911 on them hundreds of times, and he frequently stops in front of their residence to yell obscenities at their families. So according to police records, this neighbor has made 3,400 calls to 911 this year alone.
Oh my God.
And 16,000 in the last 5 years.
And he's currently arrested right now. So,
well, he was arrested for stalking. He filed and filing a false police report. And then he was also charged with resisting arrest after they tried to arrest him. But who's got that neighbor that is always a looky-loo, always telling on everything that you do? If you've never had one of those neighbors, consider yourself blessed.
I'm so lucky. I live upstairs, and I think that my downstairs neighbors are angels for dealing with this loud music, stomping, dancing. I'm like, wow, no complaints. That's surprising.
Dad, I'm really surprised you haven't gotten any complaints.
No complaints. Momo barking. I'm like, oh, I thought I was going to get kicked out soon, but no, I'm good.
If I was your neighbor, I don't think that would bother me. Even that, you know what I mean? To this degree, I can only imagine. How about you? Have you ever had a neighbor that was...
I've always lived on the top floor whenever I lived in apartments, thank God. I would never be a bottom floor person. I just could not. I couldn't handle it. And I remember being very aware when I was on the top floor, and I would literally tiptoe sometimes because I would wake up so early and I didn't want to disturb them. So I wouldn't put my shoes on until I walked outside, and I would tiptoe in my socks just in case because I did not want to bother anyone.
So you're like the perfect... You're the most respectful neighbor ever.
Our downstairs neighbors, the downside of it is they smoked. So it would like come through the ceiling.
What would they be smoking?
They were definitely Marlboro Red. Like 100%. Yeah. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I feel like this is one of those subjects that gets like super sensitive. So I'm not trying to like go there, but I'm curious as to how people feel about this. We share a lot in relationships, right? Passwords and bathrooms and food off of each other's plates. But what about locations? Is it healthy to know where your partner is at all times. Like, I have the ability to track my husband's location and he can track mine. But honestly, I don't check it that often. I'm not out here like looking to see where he's at. If he's not home yet, I'll maybe see if he's on his way home or something like that. But for some couples, it offers peace of mind. And for others, it's a violation. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine and she was telling me her husband does not let her track his location.
Weird.
Do you think that's weird?
Absolutely.
I was asking her, I'm like, why not? And she's like, well, every time, or I think I made the comment, like, if I were you, I would turn it on. Like, I said that jokingly. And she's like, I've done it before. And he just turns it back off.
Even weirder.
I've known him for a long time. I feel like everything's on the up and up. But I agree with you. I feel like, why not? Like, what's the deal there?
Yeah. I mean, unless we talk to him, I can't say. But, you know, for me, it's just about the if the relationship is good and you trust one another, then what's the point of not having it on? Right?
Yeah.
Just have it on. And if you're looking for someone, shoot them a call. Shoot them a text.
What do you think? 702-364-9400. Do you feel like that's an important part of your relationship to share your location? Chloe just texted, said, listen, I got to know if my partner is getting McDonald's or not, and that they better be getting me something too.
But like sometimes to find my locations, it'll say you're at McDonald's, but the blue circle is so big that what if he's not really at McDonald's, but he's like the doctor's appointment next door,
like,
you know?
It's just in that vicinity or yes. something like that. What do you guys think? Do you, if your spouse said, I don't want you to track my location, would you be okay with it? Would you think that's weird? 702-364-9400 is our number. Let's talk to Kenny. Hey, Kenny, good morning. What do you think?
I mean, why are women like so nosy? Why do they have to know where we are 24/7? It's just creepy. It's like you're being a stalker or something. So I don't know. Like, what if I'm going to buy her a gift and I don't want her to know where I am and the location will ruin the surprise, something like that. It's just, we're not being shady. It's we just want privacy. That's what I think.
I mean, that is a valid argument on the gift thing. But do you think that it's because they're concerned, like just in case something is wrong, they want to know that you're okay? You just think that's being nosy?
Well, I think if you trust, you got to trust. If you have a partner that you trust, I want some trust. And if what kind of relationship is it if you can't even trust that I am where I say I am? It's being nosy if you don't trust me and you have to know, like, that I'm at 7-Eleven or wherever the heck I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Kenny, that's the whole point, right? Trust. So if you trust one another, then what does it matter? To me, it's not a big deal, right? If you love each other, trust each other, then why not just keep it on? And you shouldn't even have to check each other's location, if I can be, like, really blunt, if you really do, quote-unquote, trust each other, right?
I guess. I don't want to be followed all the time. I feel it's just like this stalker pressure. I don't like it.
It's not like we're out in the bushes with binoculars, like, looking at you.
Speak for yourself, Mercedes. No, I'm kidding.
As a woman, I would want it on just so I have that option. It's about safety. It's about connection. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys, how you were raised, but I always was told, you know, call me when you get home by my parents.
Yes.
Text me when you get home just so I know that you're okay. And I guess that habit just kind of sticks with you, maybe. And the surprise excuse I do get, but let's be honest, that's not the daily scenario. You're not going out and buying presents every day. Or maybe you are. And then if you are, you're a gem. But I don't know. What do you guys think of Kenny's take? Are women just too nosy? Why can't we just live our lives and not be into where our partner is? And is it just a woman thing? Guys, do you want to share your location or share your lady's location and know where she's at? Wanting a little privacy, totally valid. I get that. But I don't know about calling your partner a stalker for wanting to know if you're safe.
Yeah, I thought Kenny was a little bit intense there, don't you think?
Well, I mean, he definitely has a strong opinion, but we want to hear from you guys. What do you think? Tracking your partner's location. Our number is 702-364-9400. We'll take your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We're stirring the pot a little bit here. Is sharing your location with your partner sweet or is it surveillance? 702-364-9400. Let's talk here to Marissa. Marissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you think?
I have something really similar. So I've been with my husband for 20 years. And he won't let me track his location on Find My or Life 360. And anytime I turn on his phone, he gets a reminder alert, like telling him his location's on, and then he'll turn it off.
That's...
Should I be worried, or he just likes his privacy?
Well, what does he say? Like, when you want to track, do you say anything, or are you just like sneaking into his phone and doing it?
I used to say something and he was like, oh, like you don't need it. Like, or I hate having that thing on. Like he turns it off, but I know he has it on sometimes.
That's
so
interesting.
It's weird.
What do you think, Julian?
How does it make you feel, Marissa? I mean, do you feel
not good?
Okay. Well then you definitely, I mean, I don't even know y'all and doesn't make me feel good. you need to ask him. You need to be direct. That's what I think. Just off the jump, I think something is suspicious.
Do you think he's hiding something, or do you think it's just about him wanting to not be tied down all the time? Like, you know, when you feel like you're living the same life with your partner, like you guys do all the things together, and maybe it makes him feel a little bit independent.
I don't know. I mean, he doesn't really do anything that weird, but I do find this. So it's so funny. That's the topic. I find this really weird.
Hold on, Marissa. We're getting some calls. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you think?
Honestly, from my perspective as a man in a relationship, in committed relationships, I share my spot. 24/7. You want to know where I'm at? It doesn't matter. You pick up the phone, you call me, I'm gonna tell you where I'm at and what I'm doing, and I'm gonna justify any fears that you might have, so the lines of communication are completely clear and understood, so that there where is trust.
So what
there's
do you
trust
what,
because without trust
you have nothing. What do you think about Marissa's situation, Mark?
I can see it from both sides as a man and somebody committed in a relationship and has been in a long-term relationship. She's wanting to just know where her guy is. But, you know, if he's realistically in the end, it's like, God, come on, guy. You ain't hiding nothing. You ain't doing nothing wrong. Who cares?
Yes!
I agree.
Just tell your lady where you're at.
Can we
just tell her where you're at.
Hey, Mark, can we give you Marissa's husband's number, and then maybe you could call and have a talk with him?
Yeah, because you know what? Honestly, if he's hanging out with me, I'll share my spot with you, so you know where you're at.
There you go. Mark, you are amazing. Let's talk to Crystal. Hey, Crystal, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think it's just for safety. The way people drive here in Vegas, things that happen, you know, me and my husband have been doing it for years. It wasn't a question either of us, like, oh, no, I'm not going to share mine, or he's not going to share his. It was just automatic. Yeah, let's do it. It's for safety.
I like that take. I will say, and I don't know if you do this, Crystal, because I've been known to do it before, and maybe this is where I take it too far, but on Life 360, you can see how fast they drive.
Oh, wow.
And mm-hmm. there's been times where I've seen my husband has gone like 95 miles an hour, and I'd be like, why were you driving 95? He's like, where'd you get that from? And I'm like, on Life 360. He's like, oh my gosh. So, you know, maybe it could backfire a little bit.
Mine is this. If he drives by our taco spot, like, I know which way he's coming home. And if he's close to our taco spot, I'm like, yo, can you get us some tacos?
Yes! That's the true purpose of tracking. Get me some tacos. I love it.
That's too funny.
That's true, yeah.
I love that. Well, I think the bottom line is here. We need to allow the tracking. It just needs to happen. So if anything, it's for our appetite. So there you go. All right. Who's ready to win? It is time to play Heads Up. And we have your tickets right now to see Shakira. She's going to be at Allegiant Stadium on June 28th, and we have your tickets right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category, and as a welcome to Julian,
let me guess.
You're the partner today.
I need you to say that. All right, let's do it.
So Julian's going to be your partner. It's just, it's done. He's going to help you win these tickets to Shakira. Six answers in 60 seconds is all you need. Caller 20, you are playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is Candace. Good morning, Candace. You're caller 20.
Yay! Awesome. Good morning.
Are you ready to play Heads Up for Shakira tickets?
I am. I'm ready.
All right, so here's what we need from you. I'm going to give you four categories to choose from. You tell me which one you want to go with. The categories are high voltage, loop-de-loop, VeggieTales, or raw fish.
Oh, let's do high voltage.
High voltage it is. Okay, Sunday was National Electricity Day. These are all things associated with electricity. Now, Candace, I don't know if you noticed, but we have a new voice on the show. Our friend Julian is
Hi,
now
Candace.
A member of the
Hi,
show.
Hi, Julian.
And he's going to be your partner. Are you guys ready to do this?
So ready.
Okay, six answers in 60 seconds is all we need here. Julian is so nervous, but I know you guys
are
going
to win. I don't want to disappoint her. I'm
going
to do the best I can.
You're not going to. You're going to kill it. You guys are you guys ready?
Ready.
All right, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
Okay, Candace, you turn this on to see. You use it to
see. Again?
It allows you to see. You turn it on to see. It's a...
I pass.
It allows you to see. Okay. You put a plug in it. You put a plug in it to turn your electronics on.
A charger.
No. It's got two prongs.
An outlet.
Yes.
Okay. You use it to extend if you're trying to plug something in. You need
an extension cord.
Yes. You use this to cook your food in fast.
Microwave.
Yes. If you run out of power, your backup is. It produces power in case, let's say, power runs out of your house or power.
A generator?
Yes. Use this to charge your iPhone.
A charger.
We'll give it to you.
It's my first time. Okay. You need to charge your every night so your phone doesn't die.
Time. I'm so sorry, you guys.
Hey,
oh, Crystal.
You got that first one under your belt. So now you cannot be nervous.
You know? That's okay. It was your first round, you know?
Yeah, Crystal, I apologize.
It's Candace.
It was Candace. I'm Candace. I apologize.
It's day two. Come on.
I know.
We got to give him a break.
We put you on the spot. You did very well considering it was your first time. But yeah, you guys had a trouble with light bulb. That was the first one. And you guys got five. You were so close. But that means caller 20 right now. You get the tickets. Two of them. To see Shakira when she comes to Las Vegas June 28th, Allegiant Stadium. The tickets are yours right now for caller 20. Our number is 702-364-9400. Call in to win right now. It's Rihanna Diamonds and it's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I forgot to ask you, Steph, can you put the F1 music
of
in
course.
Just to give us like a little ambiance? I'm so excited for this new F1 movie to come out with Brad Pitt. A lot of it was filmed here in Las Vegas. Steph, I know you're not like the biggest F1 fan.
Right.
What about you, Julian?
I'm not, but... I'm curious. I have so many questions.
Oh, man. I'm here to answer all your questions. But let's talk about Lewis Hamilton. You guys have heard of Lewis Hamilton,
course.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So he is probably one of the biggest stars of F1. And he did something this past weekend at the Canadian Grand Prix that sources are saying has him still devastated. Now, he was at the premiere of the F1 movie last night. But on Sunday... he hit a groundhog on the 13th lap of the Canadian Grand Prix in Montreal, and It definitely cost him the race, but he didn't care about that. He's just really upset about doing that to the groundhog. He's vegan. He's an animal lover. Mm-hmm. And he said he was absolutely devastated when he hit it. He said, I'm so sad about it. It's horrible. It's never happened to me here before. I just hope it didn't suffer. The groundhog did damage the car. He ended up finishing in sixth place. But I guess it really affected him.
Let me ask you this. In these races, I mean, first thing that comes to mind is, don't they make sure that there's no outside disturbances?
Well, like I mean, this is an outdoor track in Canada, and, you know, the wildlife, I think they just find their way in, you know. And I know during practice there was an issue with the groundhogs, and that's the weird thing, because they had to take a lap off or something because there was a groundhog and they had to get it out of the way. But it's Canada.
Okay, so there's that chance that something like this could happen. It's probably a very small one.
I've never seen it at any other track, so what?
Wait, what about the groundhog? Is he okay?
Oh, no, I just said he died.
He did die?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah. Lewis said he hoped he didn't suffer. Yeah, it was not a good out from
him.
Well, that's empathetic of Lewis.
I know. He's an animal lover. Yeah. I love that guy. He just switched teams. He used to drive for Mercedes, and this year he moved to Ferrari, and that was a big deal. And he's not having a lot of success at Ferrari right now, and so people are really sad. Because they thought, Ramon, do you watch F1? Are you into F1 at all?
I'm not. I kind of just get stuff from you.
Okay. This
you're is like facts.
But I am excited for the movie, though. I'll be there opening weekend.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's going to be so good.
Let me ask you real quick. What is it about? Because essentially, it's racing, right? It's car racing.
Yeah.
On a whole different level. What is it? What's the fascination? I'm really curious.
Well, I think it's different for different people. Sometimes, you know, for some people, it is about the cars and the racing. I love all of it. So each team has two drivers, okay? Mm-hmm. And so you get to know the drivers. They all have their different personalities. You get to know the teams. The teams are very different. There's a McLaren team, and you've got two drivers, Oscar and Lando. Lando's my favorite driver, but Oscar's getting a lot of the preferential treatment right now because Oscar's doing better.
Is there rivalry between them?
Sometimes there is.
Okay, like they're on the same team.
Well, yeah, but like this weekend, Lando hit Oscar, his own teammate, and everyone's like, oh.
That's your bro. You can't do
but
that.
But it was an accident, he says.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
So like, it's the conflict.
There's drama. I'm telling you, you guys should pick a driver right now. And then for the next race, there's not a race this weekend, but there is the following weekend. Follow that driver. See how they do. Like, based on your personality types.
Mm.
I mean, I'll give you guys a team. I'll give you the teams and you tell me which, and then I'll tell you the driver you should follow. Okay. You got Red Bull Racing. You got the Racing Bulls, which is like the B team of the Racing Bulls. Ferrari, McLaren, Mercedes, Aston Martin, Alpine, Williams, Haas, and Kick Sauber.
Ooh.
Any of those names jump out to you?
Okay. Which one is the worst team?
Probably Kick Sauber.
Okay. That's me.
Okay. So I'm going to get... I'm going to give you Nico Hülkenberg. That's going to be your driver, okay?
Okay, you got it.
Nico Hülkenberg.
Call me Nico.
Okay.
Okay, the one that intrigued me the most, Alpine.
Alpine, okay. So that's either Pierre Gasly or Franco Colapinto.
Okay, what do you think? Just based
I think
off
you
of
should
me.
Go with Pierre Gasly.
Pierre Gasly. Yeah. Pierre
that is Gasly. Me. He is French. Okay, and you, Ramon, which team intrigued you the most?
I'm going to go with Aston Martin.
Oh, dang. I could be really mean right now.
Go for
be
it.
Be mean.
I'm going to give you Lance Stroll. He's the most hated driver in all of F1.
Canadian?
His dad owns the team. That's how he got his spot on the team. So
he has a little Canadian flag next to his name.
Nobody likes Lance Stroll.
He's a nipple baby and on top of it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Also this morning, a new study involving people, like 2.5 million people across the globe, found something really remarkable. Our willingness to trust others, whether it's our neighbors or institutions or strangers, that increases our happiness dramatically. Mm. And this connection holds true whether you are 6 years old or 86 years old. How are you guys on trusting other people?
I trust people a little too much. My mom always gets at me because she says I'm a lot like my father. Where he just trusted everybody.
Uh-huh.
So I give you my trust until you do something to not earn my trust. You know what I mean? To make me, you know, some well, I start to doubt you.
Do you give people second chances, or do you, once they misuse your trust, they are out?
I think it depends on the incident.
It does.
On the situation, yeah.
Okay.
How about you?
I used to be really trusting, and then over the years, I've gotten less trusting.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm less trusting. It's more like I ask more questions than I did before. Before it was like, oh yeah, I trust everyone. And then I kind of got burned a little bit by doing it. So now I don't want to like not trust people, but I will invest a little more time on whether or not I should trust them.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm always curious about people's mindset. Sometimes I think about, why did you do this or why did you do that? I'm always curious about why someone did something. What's their psyche behind it? That's just how I am.
I know. I wish I did that more. I think you know a lot more about people.
Just, yeah.
Finally, this morning, did you know that spending that extra time with grandma could actually be hurting her health, you guys? A new study of older folks receiving care in their homes has found that lonely older adults had an 18 to 23% lower risk of dying within a year compared to non-lonely seniors.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think you're driving them crazy, and that's like driving them to their final resting place. They found that loneliness was common for people in the situation where they had like nurses visit their homes. And two things worth pointing out about this. The researcher says there's a chance that social seniors may report being lonely less of the time because they're just too ill to kind of recognize it.
Oh, yeah.
And then not everyone faces immediate health risks due to loneliness. Do you ever think about like, when it, you know, when you get older, like what your situation is going to be?
I do. I think about it, and I'll go ahead and say it. I think my mom, well, I know that she's kind of lonely.
Oh, really? Is she by herself?
Well, she's widowed, and but she is going strong for her age. Do you see what I'm saying? She always says, it's the dichotomy is that she always says, I'm happy being alone, less stress. I don't want to deal with other people. But the caveat is like, oh, I wish I could have someone. So it's like, what do you want? I think she wants to have her cake and eat it too. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And, but I got to tell you, for the situation she's in, not to get too deep into it, she's going strong. Like the doctors say, she is very, very strong physically and mentally for what she's going through.
Okay, I don't want to like go back to the study, but maybe it's because you're not visiting her very often and that she's doing so well.
Yes, me too.
You're saving her life. Good job. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. You know what has been living rent-free in my head for the past few weeks?
Talk to us.
New Kids on the Block. Their residency starts this weekend, you guys. I'm going on Friday night.
You are?
Very cool.
I'm so excited. I've been thinking about this for the past few weeks. And I mean, let's be honest. The hits, they're plenty. There's this one. There's The Right Stuff. Gosh, what else is there? Step by Step. We've got that one. But I think there is one song that is like the New Kids on the Block masterpiece that just does not, that it never got its flowers. Like, I feel like we all ignored it. Does anyone remember this song? Tonight.
I do now. And you are, hold on. You are so right.
The harmonies, the vibe.
Hold on. Was this song, like, back in the day during that time, was it considered one of their hits? Because unless you brought it up, I wouldn't remember it. But this song is super fire.
Well, they played this song on the radio where I grew up. I don't know how it was in other parts of the country, but in Denver, it was, like, considered a radio hit. And I remember hearing this song and just, like, this is... And this was, like, after the initial hits. And I love that song. Is there like an underrated hit from an artist that you just are like, why wasn't this song bigger? Like, or maybe it was a hit, but maybe it wasn't as big as their big hits. Does anyone else remember Tonight? And if you do, like,
Would you want me to play it? Because I'll totally play it.
We should still play it regardless.
But only if you think it was a hit. Like, do you have a song like that?
Oh my gosh. I think about my favorite Taylor Swift album, and it's Reputation. And when you think of Reputation, maybe you think of Ready For It or Delicate or maybe even Endgame with Ed Sheeran. But not me. When I think of Taylor Swift, I think of this song that was underrated. I Did Something Bad by Taylor Swift. Doesn't it just make you feel like you want to get at all your enemies and just tear down and paint the town red?
You feel invigorated?
Yes. Angry, but like good angry.
Yes. I love this song. I feel like it's underestimated. And I play this song when I want to hear Taylor Swift.
What is the song that you feel like needs its flowers? 702-364-9400. Julian, do you have one?
I do. If we're thinking pop hits, let's go Demi Lovato, Chico's. Do you remember the song No Promises?
Let me see here.
No Promises. That's what I'm saying. It didn't get enough flowers. Just be careful, listen to that hook.
Oh, yeah.
No
this
Promises.
This is a fun song. This exactly. part right here.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't it get its flowers?
You tell me. I have no idea. Think about it. Car, top down, 113 degree extreme heat. Your hands up, flying in the sky.
Blow dryer. I love this song, good, you guys. Right? I'm telling you that there's so many underestimated songs here. We're getting some texts here. I loved Valentine Girl by New Kids. That was a good song. I don't know if that ever became a big hit, but that was a good one. Anthony says, yes, play Tonight. I love that New Kids on the Block song. Yes, I love Tonight. I mean, I kind of feel like if the people are asking,
then
we should probably deliver. So in honor of their big residency that starts this weekend, New Kids on the Block Tonight. It's VIX 94.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.